with Tracy Morgan, Tiffany Haddish, Cedric the Entertainer, and Jordan Peele at the helm for TBS's brand new show, The Last OG, my expectations were high. The question is, were they met? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Guess who's back?
Guess who's back?
I'm excited about this song.
Back again. Tracy Morgan's back. Back again. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to TV Pilot Reviews here on AfterBuzz TV. This is a weekly show where we review Hollywood's hottest pilots. Just to remind you guys, we're not an after show, we're a pilot review show, and every week we have a brand new show for you. As I mentioned at the top, this week we're covering TBS's brand new show, The Last OG. We have thoughts, and we can't wait to get into it, but before we do, guys, my name is Jeff, and I'm surrounded by some brilliant panelists, including the beautiful Linda Antwi.
Hi, guys, Linda Antwi.
And the handsome D'Angelo Platt.
Ooh, handsome, I like that. I like that a lot.
There he is.
And I don't even say anything.
That's good.
Hello.
And my name's Jeff, as I mentioned already. Okay, I say we just get into it.
Let's do it.
So as before we
you
start
are
our
too
show,
excited
I'm
about
very excited.
Show.
You see it? You see
we always face? Do. Basically, guys, we always have our many, many segments on this show. The first segment we give you is our overall thoughts on the episode and our pass or play. I'm going to go ahead and go first because
you're giving away how you feel about
for
it.
Real. I know.
In case you guys couldn't tell. I really like this pilot very, very much. I think it's a pretty good pilot for what I expect to be a show I'm going to like very, very much. I thought the performances were exceptionally great. I was kind of excited to see a new side of Tiffany Haddish. And yeah, I'm just like a play.
I have never seen him.
I know you're like losing with joy right now.
Whenever there's a good new comedy, I get so excited because we cover a lot of dramas on this show, and I feel like dramas are always put out. And the thing I like about, and we'll get into it more, but it kind of has the beats of a familiar comedy with a really weird and specific twist. So I feel like I'm getting everything I like in one show.
Huh.
But I want to hear what you guys thought.
You go.
Okay, I think we kind of feel similar because we talked about this before. Oops. So I love each and every person in this individually, which makes it hard for me to like criticize it.
Right.
I liked it. It wasn't. I wouldn't use the word exceptional or fantastic. I'd use good enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But there's a lot of pressure when you bring in all the people that they brought in. And Jordan Peele's behind it. And even, what's his name? Island?
Alden Maldonado.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
He's good.
So you got a lot of people in there. And it's just like, man, it's almost like, how can you mess it up?
Right.
But then also, this has to be A++.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my criticism.
I love Tracy Morgan. Like, I love Tracy Morgan. I love Tiffany. I like he said, I love all the people. I was bored, in the first 15 minutes. I was super bored. It wasn't until, 15 minutes. The show's only, 22 minutes?
Mm-hmm. You were bored. I wasn't bored, though.
I was bored. I was it reminded me of, the good old day SNL and what's the other show he was on?
30 Rock.
30 Rock.
Yeah, it reminded me of that character from 30 Rock. And, I like him. And I like him a lot. So that part entertained me, but...
Did you laugh?
I didn't really laugh. I was kind of bored.
Did you? I know you laughed.
I laughed
I was laughing a lot.
You laughed a lot.
Like halfway through.
I don't know
laughing.
I didn't side crack laugh. I was like,
I was.
Like
I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting. Maybe that's what it was.
I will say it did kind of wander. I totally think your guys' criticisms are valid. I think this is a very loose show.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, in that way, I kind of got Atlanta vibes, which kind of sounds like a racist white guy thing to say, just because they're both shows primarily about black people. But just in the sense that they're kind of loose and seem to be in some ways honoring the conventions of traditional comedy, but in other ways really breaking the rules of what we expect for these kinds of comedies. So that's kind of what I liked. And there's some things I can honestly say I liked more than Atlanta about this show.
Like what?
Well, I like Atlanta and I like Donald Glover, but he can be a little weird.
No,
a little
lot of weird.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of his thing, right? Is he's so esoteric.
Yeah.
And that's what makes Atlanta such an unbelievably special show. But sometimes I kind of like when I recognize some familiarity in television. To me, this show is a really nice balance of honoring the conventions of the sitcom world it comes from, but also doing something totally weird, which I think sometimes Atlanta just skews a little too far in the weird spectrum, whereas this hit a really nice middle ground for me.
What's the unique factor to this for you?
Yeah, and like, what was the weird part?
Just like the writing, like the fact that Cedric the Entertainer's character was just like obsessed with penises. Like,
yeah, that was funny.
And even just like, this is a bit of a spoiler, but, and we'll get, basically, just so you guys know, we have two sections to this show, spoiler free and spoiler filled. I'll keep it vague and we'll get more into the specifics later, but there's a joke at the very end of the episode where Alan Maldonado's character drives up in a car. And like, that was such a well constructed comedy bit.
Yeah.
And like, I just, like, you can tell, so Yorma Taconi is executive producing this show, who's part of The Lonely Island, which I love, and I just think there's a lot of ingredients in the pot of this show that are, like, really to my taste.
Hearing your opinion is always interesting, because I know you're really into the, when you're a writer, and then, like, you love comedy, so I know that you're going to be an extra critic of it to another level. So I'm surprised that we're on this side of the spectrum and you're on that one, but I think with the show, I think they gave me enough to be like, okay, I'll check out a second episode.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they would have needed to do to like make me be like, oh my God, this is a great show. I don't know if that's even possible in 20-minute pilot for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, the Atlanta pilot.
Yeah, they got me. I'm not even going to lie.
And interestingly, the show was originally written for FX.
Oh, wow.
This show was? Mm-hmm.
Then it was rewritten and reshot for TBS. So I wonder if the FX version is one you would have liked more.
Well, I do like some of the things I've heard, because I watched Alan, what's his last name?
Maldonado.
He appeared on The Breakfast Club, and he was talking about the show a little bit. And so they're going to kind of bring light to some of the difficulties it is with coming, like reestablishing yourself after being incarcerated and doing stuff like that. I definitely like appreciate that they're going to kind of go into that topic, and gentrification, which I'm from DC, so like, I know all about that.
Yeah.
So I do like, I'd like that the show is going to be funny, or at least a little funny, and then like have some integrity to it, and kind of like, it's not just random, you know? It's kind of even like, that's what we liked about Atlanta. Atlanta had like a purpose behind what it was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be really cool.
Before we continue, I do want to let you guys kind of know what the show's about in case you haven't seen it. This is a show called The Last OG, starring Tracy Morgan and Tiffany Haddish. The premise is that Tracy Morgan plays an ex-convict, former drug dealer, who had gone to prison for 15 years, and we basically start the show right when he gets out of his sentence. So he's sort of restarting his life, and he's surprised to see that the Brooklyn he grew up in is not at all the Brooklyn that he's presented with now.
Which is ridiculous. It's been 15 years.
That's a long time. What do you mean?
That's what I'm saying. Why would you... It's been 15 years. Oh. Why would you think it was the same?
Oh, it'd be the same. Oh, okay. You could have... Got you.
Okay. Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah. I liked some of that gentrification commentary. And we'll get into specifics in a little bit, but... Yeah, that's the overall show. It sounds like I loved it. You guys liked it.
Yeah.
You liked it? I thought you just didn't like it.
No, I'm saying I'm indifferent. I think that there were funny moments. I think that I will check out a second episode just to see where they go with it. But do I think it was an amazing pilot? I feel like it's been done before.
In what way? Like with what kinds of shows?
I feel like it's Tracy Morgan right back on 30 Rock doing the same character, just a different environment.
I agree with you.
That part, I feel like I've seen him in other things, and he can be more than that, but that it was just that for me. And then for Tiffany, I didn't really get to see enough of her character, but I think that it was nice to see her play a dramatic role a little bit in this comedy. But again, it wasn't enough in the pilot for me to be like, wow, this is amazing.
It felt familiar for her, too.
And then Cedric was Cedric in every single thing that I've ever seen him in. He's hilarious. He nails it every time. But again, it's the same Cedric. Like, you expect that. So for me, I was just expecting something different. I don't know. I was expecting it to be meatier and funnier and edgier after watching like shows like, I'm going to say it wrong again, The Chi.
Oh my God. Chi Town.
You say
Chi.
Whatever. Think about how you feel before you say it. You get kind of shy.
Shy.
That's how it's pronounced.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
That's good. I'll remember
Thank
that
you.
Now.
She's Canadian, guys. She's just kind of.
Okay, so I just expected more. Like, so if we're talking about gentrification and we're talking about, you know, predominantly Black cast and Brooklyn, all of it. I just felt like it was just, there was safe, not enough there. Yeah. Like, if you're going to be safe. Edgy, yeah. Go edgy. If you're going to make a comedy outside the box for TBS, then do that. Don't try to be, that's what it is. Don't try to be like in the middle where you're being like a safe comedy in the box of TBS, but then a little bit edgy. Like, jump in. All the way in.
I agree with you. I think that's a great criticism. I think, especially with that, the all-star cast that you have.
Yeah.
And Jordan Peele and his reputation that he's kind of established. You would expect them to take a little bit more chances. I don't think they in any point were like, oh man, I can't believe they did that.
Yeah,
everything was just kind of like,
okay. You know what? It's interesting though, because I hear you guys, mm-hmm. and I think you're right. Like, it is in some ways kind of a safe show, mm-hmm. but in a weird way, that's kind of what I liked about it. Like, it's interesting because I think the pendulum is always swinging with comedy. Mm-hmm. In the early 2000s, it was all funny all the time. And then shows like Girls in Atlanta and all these other shows came out like on HBO and FX that I think really incorporated like a grittier, edgy side to comedy where it's sort of just as dramatic as it is funny. And they call it a dramedy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think when we get too much of that, though, people sometimes lose the art of joke writing and sketch writing. And like Jordan Peele and Keegan-Michael Key, like these guys grew up in Second City and Improv Olympic. And they're like the bones of who they are like really comedy guys. Yeah. So I kind of like that this show, even though it was addressing a serious topic, like you could tell it was a show that was trying to tell jokes and trying to, rather than embracing the gritty side. I kind of feel like we have that with other shows. And it felt good for me to return to what at least felt like a show that's really trying to make you laugh.
Yeah. And it's on TBS. That's in their lane. This is in their lane for sure.
This is in their lane. But it's also like, it might not be the show that people want. I don't know. But I'm glad you brought up that it's on TBS because I do want to have a discussion about development. We always talk a little bit about the development of these pilots because that's part of this show. Again, this show was written by Jordan Peele. If you guys don't know, he's a pretty big deal. He wrote a little movie called Get Out and won an Oscar for that movie last year. He co-created this show with a guy named John Carcieri, and the two of them co-wrote it together. Again, it was originally written for FX, and FX actually purchased the pilot, and they shot it, and then they passed, and these guys shopped it around and eventually settled on TBS.
I wonder what the pilot looked like for FX.
I was thinking the same thing.
It was totally different.
It might be more the show you guys wanted, I wonder.
I don't know.
Because I think with TBS, they do sort of like those straight comedies.
Yeah.
Which, understandably, maybe some people don't like the more watered-down version of this show, but it would be interesting to see that original pilot. But let's go ahead and get into our more sort of spoilery section now.
Spoiler alert!
That always scares
spoiler
me.
Alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler
alert! So, that drop is just so intense. Okay, so let's start with Tracy Morgan. We've been talking a bit about his performance. I agree with you, Linda. This is a Tracy Morgan that we really recognize. You mentioned that you've seen different sides of him. When have you seen... I've never seen
that's a
Tracy
question.
Morgan that's not this Tracy Morgan.
Question. Well, in his stand-up, in his comedy specials, I feel like he expands who he is a lot more. And I don't know what the one it is called, but where he's lying on the couch naked, that one.
Oh, yeah. It's his most recent, right?
Yeah.
Before the accident. But
I think that he was genius in that, and it wasn't just the character that we always see.
Right.
So I know that there can be more of him, but this was definitely... You know, the same 30 Rock character that he always plays.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, slow moving.
Goofy.
Goofy, funny, you know.
Yeah, I think it, as an actor in movies and TV shows, this is pretty much what we see from him. Which is not a bad thing.
Right.
No, it's not a bad
thing. I don't know if he, I mean, not to call him out. I know he's a veteran, but maybe he, like, that's not in his wheelhouse to do anything different.
I'm not sure, like, range would be something we would describe that Tracy Morgan has as an actor, but he's made a career based on who he is.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I actually thought this was a great performance for him. And I think part of it is that I'm sure they wrote this show for him.
Yeah.
But, like, as much as I love 30 Rock, I think Tracy Jordan as a character can feel kind of problematic. What I liked about this was I feel like the writing really supported the talents and abilities that Tracy Morgan has as an actor.
That's absolutely true. Yeah.
It's interesting because Tina Fey did write the 30 Rock pilot for Tracy Morgan, but I kind of feel like Jordan Peele almost even had a deeper sense of what would really make Tracy Morgan shine. And I really loved this performance. This is my favorite version of him I've seen as an actor. I don't know.
No, I agree. When it comes to Tracy Morgan, in like a show being catered to him, this fits. This is exactly, it was like, yeah, this makes sense. Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
It kind of comes down to like, okay, do you like Tracy Morgan's humor or not?
Right.
Which I do, so.
Yeah, for sure. I just think like, if you're going to like make a convict your central character, you need someone kind of goofy and likable to like redeem that element of who he is, mm-hmm. or it might just seem dark and it would be a different show again. Yeah. But I felt like this worked, for me, this just worked so well.
And then just the aspect of like another TV show with the black guy going to jail, like you gotta like it, you know, I feel like in comedy you're kind of a little bit more leeway.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the given that component of him like wanting to, you know, give back and like all that type of stuff is cool, like even ground mm-hmm. to kind of cancel out what how people could feel about that.
I also felt myself kind of moved by the fact that, for those who don't know, Tracy Morgan underwent a huge accident 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people speculated it would be career ending. His mind was slow to recover. I mean, the good news is with Tracy Morgan, his mind has always seemed a bit off. So like, even if he's messing up his lines or seeming slow, like that kind of almost plays to his comedy.
Yeah.
But there was something kind of inspiring to me about a show about a character kind of trying to find redemption in his life while simultaneously this actor is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I think all of that like added up to a very like weirdly moving performance for me.
Yeah. I mean, what a comeback for sure, right?
Definitely.
Like, to be able to come back and have a hit show, or we don't know, but like a show on TBS after you've gone through everything you've gone through for the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of phenomenal.
Apparently, Alan, again, I'm forgetting his last name.
Maldonado.
Yeah, Maldonado.
For the third time.
For the third time. All right,
sorry,
Shy. Oh, so, you know, with him, apparently that happened to him, too. He had, like, a big accident.
Wow.
He was talking about in an interview. So him and Tracy Morgan actually, like, really connected about that. He, like, apparently he was on Young and the Restless at the beginning of his career. And, like, he got hit by, like, in a DUI or something and, like, messed up his face.
Wow.
Oh.
And so they, like, really connected off of that, which was an interesting random fact.
Well, let's segue to his character. He's playing Bobby on the show, who is the brother of a character we met early on in the pilot, who's now all grown up. I thought he was great.
Yeah.
He was hilarious.
Really funny.
Yeah, he's like weird, in a weird way, the comedic relief.
Yeah.
In the middle of comedies.
Yeah.
Which says a lot.
I mean, we've seen him on Black-ish before. Mm-hmm. He's actually been in our studio multiple times. So if you guys look through our archives, you'll be able to see multiple interviews with Alan Maldonado. He's a really nice guy, but kind of a breakout performance for him. And he's got big shoes to fill. I mean, Tracy Morgan and Tiffany Haddish are considered not only two of the greatest black comedians working today, but really just two of the greatest comedians working. Mm-hmm. And he's got to step up to that bar.
I feel like he surpassed the bar in this pilot for sure.
Yeah.
Like that scene, I don't know if we can...
Let's go. We're spoiled.
The scene on the bench between the back of the banter back and forth, he was bringing it.
Yeah, he did.
And to bring it with Tracy Morgan and make it feel so like at ease, it was actually... That was my favorite scene probably of the pilot.
Yeah, you could argue he sort of stole this pilot.
Yeah.
The scene for me that he was so funny in was with this car.
Yeah.
Just to remind you guys, Tracy Morgan's character, what's his name in the show? Trey. Trey. I didn't even put that together, but his name is Trey. Is trying to win back his ex-girlfriend. And the plan was that it would go really well, and Alan Maldonado's character, Bobby, would sweep up in a car blasting Since You've Been Gone. But it does not go well, but the character still comes up and blasts Since You've Been Gone. And Tracy yells at him and says, turn it down, man. And he goes, I can't hear you. I just thought like all that played in such a funny way.
And they hit the old people.
Yeah. And then funny. He hit the, cause everywhere you go, you bring chaos. Yeah. That's not true. Boom. That's the stuff that like as a comedy geek, I was just living for.
Yeah, it was good.
But I want to talk about Tiffany Haddish's character too, because she's playing a straighter character than she normally does.
I think it's interesting that you guys are saying that it's different. It feels like the same for me.
Does it?
Yeah. I mean, maybe slightly more serious, but she still has the same things I've seen from her.
Yeah. I think at the beginning I was getting the same Tiffany Haddish, but then the 15-year flashback, to me, she was a recognizably different person.
I agree with that. Because in the beginning, when she has the banter with Tracy's character, That's the Tiffany I'm used to seeing. Mm. But like the flashback when she's having the argument with his character, I haven't seen that. For yeah, it felt different for me. Felt mm-hmm. more serious and more, you know, I don't know, grown up for her, I guess. I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, mature.
Mature, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, it made me excited to see a dramatic side of her.
Yeah.
It's interesting because we've known she's a funny person, but I don't know if we've gotten to see her really act.
No.
Because it's one of those things, even in Girls Trip, you sort of felt like you're watching Tiffany Haddish be her amazing self in the movie. Mm-hmm. So I would be excited about the chance of seeing her play this straighter character. Maybe we didn't get the full dimension of what she can bring, but another reason I'm excited to watch this show is we have 9 more episodes to see what she can give us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interestingly, Paul Thomas Anderson, who's Maya Rudolph's husband, and directed movies like Phantom Thread this year and Boogie Nights, mm-hmm. a lot of serious movies. Someone asked him, who's the next actor you'd want to work with for another one of your Oscar-winning movies? And right away he said Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, that's
wow. Good. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. He has a history of like getting great performances out of comic actors because mm-hmm. he directed Adam Sandler in a movie called Punch Drunk Love that's really good. Mm-hmm. And I think he's got an eye for recognizing like very funny people who have a kind of a dark side. And mm-hmm. I would be really interested to see if she maybe brings that in this show.
She definitely has a dark side. Oh, yeah. You hear her talk about her past is crazy.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know. I found her performance pretty impressive. Any other performances that you guys want to talk about before we sort of move on to another topic?
The husband was a very funny interaction. I actually enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I'm not sure what his name is, but
I can find it.
I think that's going to be a funny dialogue in general.
That's Ryan Gall playing Josh.
Yeah, that was his only lines, couple of lines, but I think he did a really good job there. Yeah.
Yeah. I will say I loved the twist of the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing of like, okay, that's why you're going to watch it again.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Linda, you're on the fence?
Yeah, I'm on the fence.
Really?
Yeah.
Predictable?
Kind of.
Unsurprising?
It was something that we've seen. Like, there was going to be a twist.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it was a different type of twist. Like, that's a twist that we've seen. At least I've seen a gazillion times.
It's a conventional sitcom
move. Safe.
Yeah. Safe.
But, I mean, I did like the cute little look between the mother...
The daughter and the...
Yeah. That was like, okay, that's cute.
Well, guys, we're going to talk a little bit more about the writing after this. But before we do, I've got some very exciting news. Do you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our very own AfterBuzz TV founder... and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria for free. That's right. It's free, as all podcasts are. And be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was the TV Pilot Reviews panel who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Yeah. I love how many diverse celebrities she'll bring in, too.
It's cool.
It always keeps you on your toes.
And, guys, I was lucky I got to go on the show today, actually.
Were you the guest?
I was the guest. Not that I was the co-host. I wasn't being featured as the guest, but every once in a while she'll bring me on, which is fun. And you can listen to me awkwardly host another show. So
that's another reason for you guys to listen to it.
Exactly. It's another reason. So that's Conversations with Maria Menounos. She is very, very smart. I mean, there's a reason she's the queen of broadcast journalism, and her show will tell you why. So a little bit more about the writing. It sounds like you guys wanted an edgier version of The Last OG. I'm happy with the sitcom version of The Last OG. Did the jokes work for you, though? Because I think when a show is committing to being a comedy, you have to be laughing. Did you guys find this funny?
Yeah, it was funny to me. It wasn't like the funniest thing I've ever seen ever, but it was good mm-hmm. enough.
Yeah, it was good enough. And I don't necessarily feel like it had to be edgier because I think 30 Rock is hilarious, and that's not really an edgy show.
Yeah.
I just wanted it to be more of whatever it was committing to be. So if you're going to be like a standard TBS comedy, then be more of it because you have such amazing talent and writing. Just be more.
Lean into it.
Yeah.
One thing I will say, and I want to tread tactfully here, but I appreciated how the characters spoke like characters from Brooklyn would speak.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is still jarring for me to hear characters throwing around, like, the N-word, for example. And that it was everywhere.
That's funny. I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, maybe that.
Was it like? Was that a thing?
Maybe that. I don't know what that says about me.
It was. Dang. Oh, that says a lot about me. More so than you.
You know what it might mean though is like they're speaking in a way that the fact that you didn't notice probably shows it was naturalistic dialogue.
Yeah, yeah. If I noticed, then that would have been more of a thing.
It probably would have been more of a problem if it stood out to you.
That's so you'd funny. Have been like,
I literally
wait,
do not remember one. Like, it said once, but that's really? Great. It, I don't, for some reason.
Well, that's probably, I mean, it probably would have been more of a red flag.
Not even in the fight?
What fight? Oh, which yeah. Fight? No.
Wow.
I mean, it was spoken in such a natural lot. Way.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, it's so jarring for me to be watching a cable show and, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. It's not even beeped out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I actually think it's better that you didn't like notice because it would have been much more of a red flag if
you didn't notice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think so too.
I just appreciate that stuff. I mean, like, we always do this, but when you have a show primarily about African-American culture written by a white guy only, you notice.
Yeah,
that stuff. Like
that. Yeah.
But when you have a show written by Jordan Peele and that stuff's just ingrained and embedded in the DNA of the show, it's not going to stand out to you, which I feel like we have to credit the show for.
That's a good point, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the show has the potential to be a very well-written show based on this pilot, I feel.
I do like your argument about, I don't know if I would have used the word edgier either, but like the traditional aspect of it is a kind of an against the tide thing just because of what else is on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was intentional or not. Probably because he definitely makes edgy stuff too.
Right.
But I mean, that's part of the reason why things like 30 Rock like lasted so long. It's kind of easily digestible.
Yes.
You can check in at any point and feel fine. You won't be lost.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of positives to that.
Well, and there is something that feels kind of radical about sort of a show that almost feels like a network show, but features, like, again, I want to tread tactfully here, but like real black characters speaking like people in Brooklyn would talk, but with the conventions of a network sitcom.
Yeah.
Like If the Mayor Were Better, kind of.
A lot better. Well, I'm wondering, there's our mayor reference.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. Yeah. This mayor.
I'm trying to figure out, are these people also from New York? Like, is Tracy Morgan? I think Tracy Morgan is definitely from.
Yeah.
And then I don't know where Tiffany Haddish is from.
I think she grew up in Compton. Yeah,
she's from here. From it. And then, I was wondering if that was another component with that. But well, I mean, Tracy Morgan is.
Tracy Morgan lived in New York for so long, and I know Jordan Peele was doing stuff in New York, and I don't know. I just there's something that feels kind of radical about having characters speak in a naturalistic way, but still within the context of a sitcom. Mm.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm just excited to see where it goes. Any other thoughts on this show specifically before we jump into another segment?
Nope.
Well, I'm going to keep watching it, so I'll let you guys know if you're not what I think. Obviously, I like the show a lot. I think you guys liked it overall.
Enough.
With that being said, this is the part of the show where we rate the pilot out of 5. I'm giving this... There it is. I'm going to give this like a 4.4.
Oh, that's high, bro.
I know. I liked it a lot.
4.4?
Yeah, well, I liked it, guys.
Okay.
You go.
You go.
All right, I go.
4.4. I never know where he's going with
I know.
It.
Definitely
like,
not
what was that show that the Alone?
Alone
one?
Together.
Alone Together.
Yeah. And what didn't that get like a 4 point something from me?
I think it was like a 3.8.
He gave it. We were just like in the ones and twos. So
and
that's
I liked
why
Alone
so
Together.
Radical.
I mean, I love comedy, but.
Yeah, you do. Which is good. I'm going to throw 3.5. 3.5. Go 3.5.
Let's go 3.4.
3.4.
3.456. 3.456.
So you're 4.5?
Yeah.
And you're
4.4.
4.4.
He's 4.4. I'm
3.4.
3.4. Yeah.
I...
Great drop.
Well
great
played. Our drop. Producer, Bree, in the booth is on it.
She's loving her drops right
tonight.
Now.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
You still got to answer it, Linda.
My answer is, what is... 3.0.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, I will be very excited to see what you guys, our AfterBuzz fans, think of the show. Obviously, I'm fanboying a little bit over here, but I really liked it.
Can I ask you a question, Jeff?
Yeah.
Is it because it's like your second city comedy family?
Part of it.
Okay.
Part of it, I'm sure, is that. But I also just, again, like I liked watching a show like this that also felt not like a network show. I mean, like...
Okay.
It has, like, the DNA of sort of a network show with some really weird elements and specific elements that I think, for me, were just... It's like if Atlanta met Modern Family or something. Hmm. Or maybe more like if Atlanta met...
I don't feel a lot of the Atlanta.
You don't feel Atlanta?
Yeah. I don't feel Atlanta at all.
I feel TBS.
Yeah.
Black people. Which is fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why I'm jumping to Atlanta.
Did George Lopez have a show on TBS at one point?
The old one, what's it called?
The George Lopez Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the yes. And that.
It feels like everything, like, I mean, I want to say it feels like New Girl, but, like, it kind of just those regular, familiar, like, laughing moments that... Which is fine.
It's
going to
be like the George Lopez show. That's exactly what it's going to be. Yeah. But with Tracy Morgan. It's not going to be like the George
Lopez show. If it were better, though. If
it's going to be like that with Tracy Morgan.
Well, we want to know what you guys think in the comments. Did you like The Last OG as much as I did, or were you more on the Linda D'Angelo spectrum? Let us know what you thought. Again, guys, my name is Jeff. If you want to find me online, you're able to do that at Jeffrey C. Graham. You can also tweet at me. I have a Twitter. If you guys want to reach me there, you can.
Tweet at me.
It's at Jeffrey C. Graham. We've had some people tweeting from the TV Pilot Review show.
And Instagram.
Pilots are the most fun thing to discuss, right, guys? This is TV, and this is what we do. So comment below. Let us know if you think an after show would be worth running for this show. And I've got some brilliant co-hosts.
And handsome.
And handsome and beautiful co-hosts. Yes. And I'd like you guys to see us out.
What's up with your order today? I don't like this.
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll adjust because that's what I do.
Yeah.
I'm D'Angelo. You guys can hit me up on Instagram at D'Angelo and or Twitter at D'Angelo TV.
And I am Linda Antwi, and you can find me everywhere on social media at Linda So Girly.
Guys, thanks for tuning in. We'll be here next week at 9 p.m. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.